Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thanks so much for staying with us. This, as you know, that the Minister of Basic Education did not show up to the signing of the Bella Bill, which is now an act. And SATU is very, very unhappy with that. They want the President to really, really call her and maybe ask her to do something about the fact that she didn't come and show up. And they're saying, well, they don't feel that this is someone who is serving at the behest of the President. Nomusa Cembe is a SATU spokesperson who's on the line with us this evening. Thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome, Nomusa.
Good evening, Pamela. Good evening to KFM listeners.
What does SATU want the President to do about the Minister of Basic Education?
We want the President really to call the shots, because the Minister of Education has shown that she's controlled by two bosses. She's controlled by her DA, a party leader, Helen Zille, as well as the President. It cannot be that she can serve two people at the same time. She must just decide whom she wants to serve. And to make it easy for the President, she must resign if she cannot really relinquish her. We know that the DA is her party, but the DA cannot dictate to what she should do in her portfolio.
The President has already said that he is not going to ask her to resign. How do you react to that?
It's her prerogative as President, but we feel that she should be monitored closely, because as it is, we do not have confidence in the fact that she will implement the Bella Act, you know, judging by what she has done. So as a stakeholder in the education sector, it won't have a good relationship with someone that you don't trust. She will do her job perfectly. So the President must decide whether we as stakeholders should be having someone we don't trust to do the job properly, judging by her actions and what her party has said before.
Going forward, as SATU, as teachers, I mean, she is, as you said, you are a major stakeholders in the sector. How are you going to handle this going forward?
We are looking closely. Yes, we cannot dictate to the President as whom to put in the position, but what she has shown should make the President think twice. As really, should she have people who are going to cause people? Should we have people that the other stakeholders do not trust in? Yes, Pat, he may trust her, but we don't trust her because of her party and because of the utterances and actions of her party. It's not just the DA. It's what the DS has said, and it's how she has behaved.
One expects that you will have to work together going forward. Are you going to cooperate? What would have to happen for both parties to see each other, on the same sort of playing field?
Yes, we do work together. There was a meeting last week. She called a meeting of union leaders. Of all trade unions in education, we were there in that meeting. So we take it case by case. So, but whenever she goes out of the line, we are going to make a noise and say, really, that the President must do something about her.
Appreciate your time, SATU spokesperson Nomusa Cembe.
You missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.